Beer is a deeply romantic beverage.
Alex Bernard.
24 hours in a day, 24 beers in a case. Coincidence? I think not.
It's very profound.
Yes.
When I say to you, think of an Australian journalist, interviewer of world leaders, tremendous credibility. Who do you think of? Naturally, Kerry O'Brien. He's not here. George Negus is, though. Hello, yeah. George Negus.
I'm very well, and he's my best mate in the profession.
He is. You and
I was
he
best
are very
man at
matey,
his wedding.
Aren't you?
We're very matey, and I'm one of the few people that he hasn't taken a poke at.
And for me, it was really one of the reasons I wanted to become a broadcaster. Delighted to be speaking with Sir Michael Parkinson. Hello, Michael.
Alex, I didn't realise I was responsible for your career. You made the right choice.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I love it.
I'm in Warren Street at the moment, just as you head towards the university. The water is from the river halfway up Warren Street. We've been without power since 3:15 this afternoon. I can't see a light on in the entire suburb everywhere I've been so far. We've still got police at the bottom of Gailey Road shooing away rubberneckers. That water has risen significantly from Heroes Avenue, Jack Cook Park. It's just an inland sea, Pete.
I've seen a film called The Company Men. It comes out tomorrow. Now, this film should have been really good, Greg.
Oh, that's never a good start.
It's just boring.
Just boring.
It's boring and depressing. The Company Men. Don't waste your money.
This could be the world's shortest film review.
It's rubbish, in my humble opinion.
Mate, I reckon out of Drover's Run, there was an E.H. Holden ute. It was rough and thing, but I loved it.
Drover's Run.
But isn't it terrible? I can't think of the full name of it, but it was...
Someone will know. Oh, McLeod's Daughters.
McLeod's Daughters.
McLeod's Daughters.
Good on you, girl.
A new study has found that doctors may be harbouring bacteria and bugs in their ties. Dr. Bill Glasson, did you pick up your tie and look at it closely and go, ew?
I did. I said, probably should get a bow tie, particularly around a hospital situation where you're leaning over patients and you're dragging your tie across other people's skin and whatever, and you're probably...
Yeah, there's no need to paint a picture, Bill. People are eating.
Brisbane's own 1116 4BC with Alex Bernard.
And I'm delighted to have royalty with me in the studio. Wally, I've dragged you out to Cannon Hill, and this is actually home for you, or was home for you.
Yeah, it sure was. You couldn't afford to live anywhere else.
Dennis, what other sports do you enjoy watching?
That's a good question. I don't think I've ever been asked that before.
And like many, many women, I do find it hard to resist a good-looking Italian, so I'd like to welcome to the evening show Mr. Tony Bennett.
Thank you very much.
Tell me, is this true that the late, great Bob Hope gave you your stage name?
That is true, yes.
I have a great book for you this week. It's called Wildflower. I love reading biographies and autobiographies. I think people's real lives, you can't make some of the stuff up that people do. It's just an incredible story of an ordinary woman who was so passionate about that one thing that really satisfied her that she not only devoted her life to it, but ultimately it cost her her life. And it was, I couldn't put this book down.
No, you've told that powerfully.
Yeah, you haven't had any trouble getting the palms, Chutney?
No, well, I haven't had it for a long time, Alex, but I found a bottle in my cupboard and I've had it about 3 or 4 years.
Does Chutney go off? Does it expire?
I don't know, Alex, but this bottle looks as if it's just been bought today.
Okay. Well, if it hasn't been opened, it should be all right, shouldn't it?
It looks as if it would be, but I don't know whether I should eat it or not.
Maybe test it on one of your friends when they come over.
Yes, I will.
Getting back to whispers, Olga gave me some amazing memorabilia that she's got from it, including the cocktail list.
Oh, pass it here.
Okay. Would you like to order a cocktail?
Yes, I would. Oh, my God. Champagne cocktails, $3 a throw.
Yes.
Bargain.
Fancy.
Aphrodisiac with the creme de menthe. Thank you, waiter. You've got a great voice. I don't know why you don't sing more.
Oh, you.
You should put out a CD.
Listen,
have
sarcasm,
you thought of that? No,
sarcasm is the lowest form of humour.
No, I'm not joking. I think you have a lovely baritone, Peter. I'm being perfectly serious. I think you should do a charity album covering Frank Sinatra songs with different people who come on the show. And we could sell it at reception and it would be the perfect Christmas gift. Come out swinging with Peter Dick.
You are as... Yeah, geez, you're on a roll today.
I know, I'm on all sorts of fire.
It's fantastic. You go from one tangent to the next.
I can't be stopped.